We just heard some wonderful words as we sing our gospel acclamation. We say, hallelujah, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. You, Lord, have the words of eternal life. And those words are words that we need to remember in the midst of the brokenness and the tragedy and the struggle that we all experience in life, but was particularly made real for us this week. You know, on Monday, as everything was going down and as we were responding to that, it brought up a lot of emotions, I'm sure, for many of us about 9/11. And it brought up fear, it brought up anxiety, it brought up all of those things that can invade us and overcome us. I have been really amazed and actually heartened by watching the people of Boston. I don't know how many of you saw the YouTube clip the other day, but it was of the hockey game that the Bruins played and how they started singing the national anthem. And I don't know if you saw it, but somebody was videotaping it and the entire place sang. I mean, it gives me chills to think about it just now. That what you saw was this whole group of people standing up in faith and standing up in a sense, in a defiant trust that we will be seen through. And indeed, I believe that is an amazing promise that is given to us by our God that we too can claim in the midst of all the tragedies and struggles that life brings. We have an interesting quote, or words in our gospel lesson today. I think it's kind of neat. The people come up to Jesus, and Jesus is just—he's standing around. He's at the festival, and people come up to him. They go, "Look, Jesus, look, stop keeping us in suspense, please. Please tell us plainly, are you the Messiah?" And I resonate with those words because I wonder if sometimes in my life when I'm in those tragedies, difficult moments, if that's something that I too wonder. I'm like, tell me, Jesus, stop keeping me in suspense. Are you going to get me through this thing that I'm feeling right now or not? Are you, Jesus, going to show up and do what I believe you're going to do? You said you're going to do it. You've done it in the past in my life. Are you going to do it now, though, because I'm really hurting? And Jesus then goes on to say something interesting. He talks about shepherd and sheep, and he says, you are a sheep if you listen to my voice, if you really hear my word. Because what Jesus is saying, as we sang previously, hallelujah, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. And that's not just talking about where we're going to spend eternity after we're done here on this earth. We're talking about the eternal life that we experience now. You have the words of eternal life. The words that give you hope in the midst of your stress and your pain and your struggle. You know, Donna mentioned she saw me on Thursday. Well, let me tell you where I was, where she saw me. I was at Green Hill Cemetery. And I was with Louise Retro and her family because they put up Sandra's headstone. You know, having that on the heels of Boston and just the reminder of death and pain and struggle and hurt and brokenness, it at times seemed a bit overwhelming. Friday morning, I woke up at 3:42 in the morning, just kind of overcome by all the stress of the week and all the frustration that was going on. And I had a moment where I said to God, stop keeping me in suspense. Tell me plainly, are you the Messiah? Are you the one that's going to make me feel better in my life? Guess what? Yes. It happened. again. You see, it continually happens in my life that God does that, and that you probably experienced that too. I don't know about you. I keep forgetting that from time to time. But the reality is, God does show up. Simply because, as we read here earlier from Desmond Tutu, that is who God is. That is the promise that God makes, and that is the good news that we proclaim. That those are the words of eternal life. Meaning that all of life, the whole experience of life, from the highest highs to the lowest lows, from the greatest moments to the broken experiences, our God is the God of them all. And as we are tuned in to God, as we are tuned in to what God is up to, friends, we will be met by the words of eternal life. Amen? And so as we reflect on Boston, reflect on the brokenness of our lives, reflect on stressors and struggles that we have with people that we care about, as we have disagreements and conflicts, as we have all of those experiences of life, as we together listen to our shepherd, our good shepherd, the one who calls this creation in you and me, even in our brokenness and sin, he still calls us good. As we listen to that, we will see a world that is being remade, a world that is being resurrected, a world that is being redeemed every single day. That is happening in Boston as we speak. There is still pain, there is still hurt, but that city is coming back. And I have already heard that there will probably be more people running the Boston Marathon next year than ever have. I won't be one of them, but maybe you will. And I hope you do. And heck, if anybody from here goes to Boston, I'd say we go get a group and go. And cheer them on. I know that for Louise and her family, as they continue to deal with the brokenness of Saunders' death, and as we still do that here, we know too, though, that God has brought healing, and God will continue to bring good news and to bring, indeed, redemption into that experience as well. And friends, in the midst of all that you're experiencing now, God has made that promise to you. God has made that promise to this world. The world that he says, a little bit later in this chapter, a world that God has come to love deeply and to bring life and bring it in abundance. And so as the people of God, I invite us now to pray for Boston, to pray for each other, but to keep an ear tuned to the shepherd. Keep an ear tuned to those words of eternal life that are yours, mine, and this world's every day. Words of redemption, words of hope, words of promise that will sustain us, and indeed they will give us eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.